Hey, WHFR listeners, I'm Dennis.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we're your hosts for a new talk show here at Henry Ford Community College called HFCC's Campus Connection.
That's right. From 1 to 2 p.m. on the second Tuesday of every month, Dennis and I will cover the news, issues, and events here on the campus of HFCC and talk about how they relate to the surrounding communities.
Basically, we bring you all the news we think you want to know about our college and our station, WHFR.
We talk about the fantastic restaurant we have right here on campus.
And upcoming performances of HFCC plays and musicals.
We'll even keep you posted on the success of our various sports teams.
In fact, we fill you in on all of the campus activities open to the public, many of them absolutely free.
So when it comes to Henry Ford Community College news,
make the connection.
The HFCC Campus Connection. On 89.3 FM from 1 to 2 p.m. on the second Tuesday of every month.
That's WHFR.FM.
The station making waves.
I'm Jeff, host of One Chord to Another, a new show Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on WHFR. Join me every Tuesday in enjoying national and local indie rock and pop, especially pop, from great artists you know and love, plus some artists you might not have heard of. So if you're looking to get your indie rock and pop fix, look no further. Join me every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. for One Chord to Another on the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
The Los Angeles Times called it the most exhilarating rock music ever made, and it was the first musical work to be billed overtly as a rock opera. It is The Who's Tommy, a story of forgiveness, redemption, and salvation.
Ever since I was a young boy, I've played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid so plays a mean pinball.
The Who's Tommy will be performed by Henry Ford Community College's Performing Arts Department April 16th through the 18th and April 23rd through the 25th. Tickets are only $15 for adults and $10 for students. Visit hfcc.edu for more information about The Who's Tommy.
Good afternoon. This is WHFR Dearborn, and you're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and today my special guests are Billy Tobin. She is an intuitive reader, medium, and owner of Inner Wisdom, a wellness center and boutique. And also joining her is Timothy Steensma, and he is a feng shui consultant and energy healer, and he also works at the Inner Wisdom Wellness Center and Boutique. Thank you for doing the show, and how are you both?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. It's wonderful to be here with you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much once again for joining us. Now, I know Billy is a former guest. She was on the show way back in July of 2008, and I know I asked her this question, but I'd like to start with the same question. I know your real name is Patricia, but how did you get the name Billy?
I got the name Billy because my father wanted a son, and I was the last girl born. So,
yes,
Billy stuck with me. I like it.
Really? He just settled on Billy? And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess you just had to bear that brunt that no boys, is that it? Or
Actually, he did have a son. I have a stepbrother, but he didn't name him Bill.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that works out well.
Right.
Okay, first of all, I know that the last time we talked, you actually had a place in Farmington, Michigan called Perfect Fitness and Lifestyle, and you've now moved to Southfield, and you are located at the Inner Wisdom. Can you tell us about this new place that you're at?
Oh, I would love to. Inner Wisdom is a holistic wellness and spiritual center. We offer alternatives to mainstream Western medicine for individuals who are health conscious. In order to achieve wellness in the body, we need to have balance and homeostasis. And we do this through the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical characteristics.
Mm-hmm. And Timothy, what do you do there?
I am a feng shui consultant. Mm-hmm. And I also am in charge of the retail development of Inner Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about new product lines that we're bringing in as far as crystals. And we carry the Deepak Chopra product line and stones. Developing workshops and seminars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you have some books for sale as well?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, I know I had the honor of visiting Inner Wisdom the other day, and I noticed that you're responsible for most of the retail, correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you order everything for Inner Wisdom?
Billy and I.
It's a collective experience.
Exactly.
It's teamwork, right?
That's right.
Yes. Very important, you know. Now, Billy, I introduce you as an intuitive reader and medium.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
What I am, I'm a spiritual intuitive reader. I connect with a person's energy field, and then I receive information as far as messages and guidance for that individual. The information also that I tap into is their soul's essence, their pure core essence. And from that, hopefully it helps them heal on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a spiritual growth is a process that happens over the period of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that?
How do I do that? Well, what I do is I go into a theta state and I tap into their energy field and I ask that any angels, guides, masters who are there for that person's best and highest good to be present, and then the person and I will begin a conversation. It generally leads to an area that they're blocked energetically. It could be finding a job, it could be a relationship, it could be phobias, whatever the case may be. And the messages come through, the answers come through for that person. And basically it's a conversation between me, that person, their higher self, and their guides and masters.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually have to be next to that person or in the same room as that person?
Yeah, absolutely not. I do telephone readings, which I've done in California, New York, Florida, and I can see them in person if they're in the Michigan area.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work? I mean, obviously these people are hundreds and thousands of miles away. How do you reach them through the phone?
Oh, okay. My theory is that the world is a big web, and depending on our intention, I tap into that part of the web that connects me with that person and then follow the channels from there.
Mm-hmm. And Timothy, you're a feng shui consultant and energy healer. What does that involve?
Well, as far as the feng shui, it's an ancient Chinese way of designing your home for prosperity, health, wealth. excuse me. And I'm also a trained Reiki healer,
mm-hmm.
level 2. And I use both of those in conjunction with each other to make a home a sacred space for people to mm-hmm. come home to and relax and truly bring up inner peace to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And do you also work in business areas as well?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do people just invite you to their homes or prospect hire you to do feng shui consulting work, rather? They just invite you over, you get a look around, you determine what needs to be done, is that correct?
Well, my background is actually as an interior designer, and I took that to the next level as far as implementing feng shui. And there's a certain grid that you follow as mm-hmm. far as north, south, east, and west, and you bring the five elements into the home in certain corners. And there's certain things that are bad in feng shui that we can correct. So if you're having a problem with an issue as far as prosperity in your house, there may be an issue of an overhead beam, which is called a poison arrow, and we can counterbalance that with a hanging crystal and get that chi energy moving throughout the home.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a bad feng shui example would be a front door. When you open it, you see a beautiful foyer, but there's a mirror right there.
Mm-hmm.
The energy wants to enter the home and flow through, but it bounces off the mirror and then goes right back out of the door. So it doesn't have a chance to channel throughout the home and hit all the corners of prosperity, health, wealth. And there's many more in-depth
right.
parts to it.
So there are things that stifle the flow of energy in a house?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. As simple as leaving the lid up in a bathroom.
Oh, really? What does that do?
Basically, you're flushing the chi right out the home.
I'm in trouble now. Because it's usually up, so I'm going to have to remember to put it down. And how does the Reiki help you in this matter?
Well, as far as Reiki is universal energy, and we can use it as healing on people or in spaces. And so with our intention, we can set the space for healing, for prosperity, for wellness.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the design business for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a long time. Has it always been with feng shui, or was it something
completely different?
That
has been within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, this has really taken my design business to another level,
mm-hmm.
and also trying to be more of a green designer,
mm-hmm.
With the green products and be more environmentally alert. And that ties very well in with the healing center as far as nurturing Mother Earth and connecting as one with the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's very important then.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, Billy, at Inner Wisdom, I was just there a few days ago, and it's really a calm, rejuvenating place. How did you establish that type of atmosphere?
With the type of work that we do, dealing with sensitive issues with individuals, I wanted a place where people felt safe. They mm-hmm. felt nurtured. They felt at home. And I'm very blessed and happy to say that everyone who walks through the door, that's the response that we get. They feel mm-hmm. safe. They feel relaxed. They feel at home. They always come back. It's what I wanted to cultivate for this type of wellness center.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did it take you to find this new place that you moved into?
Okay, that's actually a divine story in itself. I was guided there by my guides to use that space. My husband and I, about 5 years before that, had been looking for a house for me to lease for at least 5 years, and then we had given up. I could not find one, and I'd always seen that space on Northwestern Highway, and I thought, no, not me on Northwestern Highway, no way.
Why, what's wrong with Northwestern Highway?
It's just a lot of publicity. I wasn't sure if I was ready for it.
Uh-huh.
And I was going, I'd closed my other business, and I figured I would just travel a while and do phone consultations and phone readings and travel and start writing a book. And as I was leaving town, I needed a crystal collar for my dog, and they sell them at the dog boutique that's behind the grooming center. And I drove past the house, and I heard, this is where you're going to be. And I thought, no, you know, and I thought, it's going to be overpriced. I can't do this. And before I knew it, I found myself in speaking with the owner of the house and negotiating a lease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been blessed ever since.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still writing that book?
I'm beginning, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some chapters.
Yeah, some chapters. One or two.
Right.
Yeah. It's a work in progress, in other words.
It's a work in progress. Yes. I had to get Inner Wisdom up and running first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and what does a crystal dog collar do for your dog?
It protects them while I'm away, the quartz crystal. What I do is when I get the collar, I clear it energetically of any energies that are placed in the collar by other people or entities, and then I place pure love, pure light, healing energies, protection energies into the collar. And the crystals are like sponges. They absorb. And what it does is it absorbs that energy, and then when it's on the dog, it protects the dog, takes care of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important. Yeah. I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and today my special guests are Billy Tobin, and she is an intuitive reader, medium, and owner of Inner Wisdom, a wellness center and boutique, and Timothy Steensma, and he is a feng shui consultant and energy healer. Now, I notice you're both wearing crystals. How does that help you?
Go ahead, Tim.
Billy, yeah, I'll let you take this one.
Actually, we're very, very excited because we just purchased a very large shipment of Lemurian seed crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were in the store, I believe I let you feel the resonation of one. Actually, we brought one with us today. And the Lemurians are known to connect with the divine feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they also bring a unification with the person's soul, so you can set your own crystal at the intention of what you want, whether it be a healing, whether it be forgiveness, whether it be self-love, and it accesses you to knowledge and wisdom of ancient Lemuria.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite large. I mean, is that the only size it comes in? I mean, we're talking about a large-sized crystal here.
No, they come in various sizes. The one that you're looking at right now is a soulmate Lemurian crystal. All the Lemurians are from Brazil,
uh-huh.
And they actually contain many universes, which is quite unique. So you can actually meditate on or with a Lemurian stone and get information from where it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's all different types of stones, too. We have amethyst, quartz crystals, what else?
Citrines,
mm-hmm.
The Shiva Lima.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We have a whole array of
yes.
crystals, and they're all different sizes. It's not a one-size-fits-all place.
Mm-hmm. And they all do different things, right?
They all do different mm-hmm. things, yes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. The amethyst will raise your spirituality. It also helps to aid in addiction behavior.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, the one we were just talking about, if you use that, will you find your soulmate? Is that the key behind that? Or not necessarily.
Well, that's what that one manifests
mm-hmm.
for. It also opens your seventh chakra, your crown chakra,
mm-hmm.
and also the eighth, which is your soul star chakra. It could also be used as a laser wand for healing. And they're based on and centered on the emotional and spiritual dimensions
mm-hmm.
rather than our mentally based world that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
They're also coded and programmed with the Lemurian consciousness vibrations
mm-hmm.
already. So when one works with them in meditation or self-healing or practices any other modalities, the crystals can infuse one with the pure emotional and intuitive spiritual awareness of the Lemurians with your pure intent.
Mm-hmm. So if something is that big, I mean, how do you work with it? I mean, it's good sized. I mean, I don't know how big it is exactly, but it's not something you can carry around. So is it something you work with in the evening, perhaps?
Well, actually, like that one, if you were to be doing a sitting yoga, on a chair,
mm-hmm.
you could place it underneath your chair. You can put it in your lap. It could be in front of a statue, or based on an altar
mm-hmm.
That people create in their homes. Put it in a space that is special to you.
Mm-hmm.
There are, like Billy had mentioned before, they come in all sizes. We have what we call little travelers
mm-hmm.
that you can put in your pocket, and they're all. You know, price ranges
mm-hmm.
in all sizes. And they just are a wonderful, wonderful crystal for healing the emotional body.
Mm-hmm. So the pocket size one, if you took one of those and went to the bar, you might find your soulmate, is that
no.
it?
No. No? This particular one that you're looking at that we brought is a soulmate one. I want to get some clarity on soulmate. Soulmate is not always what we think in on this realm as a person that we want to spend, you know, a lover, a loved one, a husband. Soulmate is somebody that you resonate very highly with. You're in connection with, your synchronicity with them. The reason I chose this one, and I did it very not consciously, the soulmate one, is Timothy and I are soulmates on a level. Mm-hmm. And that's why this one was brought with us. So if you want to find the perfect mate, yes, you can get a soulmate crystal. That's not going to say that that person is going to marry you.
Right.
You'll be on the same level. You'll be very connected. There will be a bond there, but that may not be the person for you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Soulmate crystals, I don't know if there's many of them that are traveler crystals, are there? I don't think there are. They're the larger crystals because the other crystal grows from it and wraps around it.
Yeah, well, I think the term soulmate is overused, and it's just like you said, people, you know, think of soulmate, and it's going to be whatever it is, their perfect, you know, person, they're going to spend the rest of their life with them, and everything's going to be beautiful, and that's not always the case. Like you said, you two are soulmates on a different level. Your soulmate could be some 80-year-old woman in China. You never know. I mean, it's different cases for different things. You know?
Right.
So it's open to interpretation, obviously.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Now, the crystals you're actually wearing, though, what do they do for you? I noticed that you've got them around your necks.
Okay, I'll talk about mine first, then.
And you can tell us what Billy's wearing, too. You know.
Well, Billy is wearing a piece of jewelry that Renee Jackson has made especially for our boutique. What happens is she does readings, and she's also an intuitive, and we'll go into someone's aura, and whatever that person is needing a little work on, or that resonates with what needs healing, or a property that she feels would enhance them,
mm-hmm.
she will choose the stones that vibrate at the frequency that client needs at that time. So the beautiful piece that she's wearing has a Tibetan symbol in it. There's a crystal quartz at the bottom, and there's rose quartz, rhodonite. There is some jet in there, amethyst, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then the piece that I have on is moldavite, mm-hmm. which is one of the most powerful stones that we have, and also a crystal infused with amethyst also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what do they do for you? I mean, do they do something special as you wear them?
I also have a Herkimer, which is, we'll be receiving a shipment of those in also, which helps with your ethereal mm-hmm. or your aura. And protects you, and again, with all your crystals, you see your intention, okay? So what it does is absorbs the negativity for me, because I'm an empath, and I take on a lot of what people are going through around me,
mm-hmm.
so it helps buffer that for me. And
the amethyst on my necklace helps with protection.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps with spirituality, enhancing it for me. So it's beneficial when I do readings or not.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the rose quartz is a heart-centered crystal. And what that does is it helps to keep the heart center open so that I can stay in a place of compassion for long periods of time. What does the rhodonite do? I'm not quite sure.
That is for gentle healing of the heart,
okay.
And I believe forgiveness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something, the effects that you get from that, is that something you are consciously aware of, or is this something that is absorbed by your body somehow, or how does that work?
Well, crystals work on the energetic body, okay? And we all know that we're energy and information. We're just vibrating frequencies on different levels. So what happens is when you come in contact with a frequency that's higher than yours, your vibration will raise. Crystals have a high frequency, okay? So when you wear them, you feel better, okay? You get a better sense of well-being. You can physically feel better. Some people who are really sensitive will physically feel better, okay? Generally, what we find in the store and working with people with crystal and crystal workshops is they gravitate towards the crystals that they need the most in their energetic field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they almost act as like a balm to the soul.
Right.
Really, that's what we found. Mm-hmm. And I think we're forgetting to mention that it adds to channeling and mm-hmm. telepathy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With our guides and ascended masters.
Right. And we have a woman, I believe we mentioned her, Renee, and what she does is she will sit down with you. You'll have a conversation. She'll tap in intuitively, and she'll pick up on what crystals you need or stones and make a personalized piece of jewelry for you.
Mm-hmm.
She's phenomenal.
Or she'll prayer make, beads.
Right, prayer beads.
She makes beautiful, yeah. beautiful prayer beads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do people gravitate to the one that they need, the crystal they need the most? Do people have that intuitive ability themselves?
Absolutely. It's an innate wisdom. You know, it's you hear people all the time, I don't know why I like this, but I need to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have chakra jewelry also that is made out of...
Swarovski
crystals.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yes. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And a lot of people like that because the chakras are our seven main energy centers, and they tend to get blocked frequently in life, and wearing the bracelet will help with that. It just makes you more conscious.
Mm-hmm. And each one of those beads represents a color of each of those seven
chakras,
and then the rest are the clear crystals.
Mm-hmm. So it's not symbolic, it does serve a purpose.
Absolutely. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Everything in life serves a purpose.
Well, hopefully it does anyway. And for the good, too. You never know, though.
No, absolutely. It's all love. It's
mm-hmm.
all love.
Mm-hmm. And just very quickly, I want to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and today my special guests are Billy Tobin. She is an intuitive reader, medium, and owner of Inner Wisdom and Wellness Center and Boutique. And Timothy Steensma is also my guest, and he is a feng shui consultant and energy healer. Now, when you wear these crystals, do you wear them every day?
I do. I wear different ones each day depending on what I resonate with. I'll wake mm-hmm. up and I'll look, and, you know, obviously I want it to match my outfit. I try to be conscious.
Very important, yes,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's all about the ensemble.
Right. But, no, I wear crystals every day. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
And you do, Timothy?
And I have personalized pieces that I resonate with
mm-hmm.
Very much so. And I think an interesting point is when losing stones or when stone jewelry breaks.
Speak about that.
There's several different schools of thought. If you lose a stone or let's say someone's prayer beads breaks, they've served their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Or if a stone breaks in two, you're supposed to share it with someone. Okay, there's messages that stones get through. And I think this is an interesting point to bring, that we will be doing a workshop and giving more information on the Lemurian crystals and a quartz crystals and what citrine does for a person's body. Like Billy said about the amethyst. The amethyst is a wonderful stone for anyone, for healing, for combating addictions, whether it be overeating, codependency, prescription drugs, anything like that, that will help. And anything that brings healing to those sorts of situations,
mm-hmm.
we're all for. We do that also through our Reiki
mm-hmm.
and our chiropractic.
Right, we have chiropractic service. One thing I want to go back to the crystals are that they're not only for people, they're for plants too.
Okay. So. Plants, animals.
Plants, animals. Absolutely.
Everything
yes.
on the planet, right?
Right, okay. Right.
What about cars? Anything like that?
Sure. You yeah. can use it in the car. But if your crystal, sometimes pieces will break off, like Timothy said. Mm-hmm. So what you do is, or what we do, is we place the crystals in the pot of the plant. And it's astounding. They really thrive.
Mm-hmm. So again, it's sharing of the crystals.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And do they plants grow better or greener or what?
You know what? They just tend to be overall healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you know that?
Yeah.
Just by the way they grow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We just brought a plant into the center. We bought, oh gosh, a huge, huge jade plant. And Timothy picked it out. It looked very sickly. And I saw it and I said, no. And I checked and that was the one that we were supposed to have. And I said, okay, we're going to bring it to the center and it's going to heal itself. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And we put right. crystals on it and watered it. And
we threw in some Reiki, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, I know Reiki also works on plants and animals as well, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can use it in clearing spaces. You can use it for protecting your house, your car, children, family members. It's, mm-hmm. yeah.
And how do you apply the Reiki?
There are certain Reiki symbols that you use, and Reiki is actually an innate ability that everybody has, but with this type of modality, you do have to be attuned by a Reiki master in order to use it. There's certain levels, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3, and then master level.
Mm-hmm. And you both are masters, or what levels are you at?
I'm a master, and Timothy is Reiki 2.
Okay. And you're going to continue on with Reiki and learn more about it?
I will go to 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's my next calling.
Right. Now, is this a process that takes a long time to reach each different level?
Not with a great teacher like Billy.
Oh, okay. Quite the compliment there. Well, that's good, though. That's
thank
very
you.
Good.
Thank
she's
it's
a very...
A, yeah, it's an individual journey. Mm-hmm. Everything that I do in life has no dogma to it, and when the student is ready, the teacher is there.
Will appear,
right?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. and that's my theory. Some people come, they do Reiki 1, and I never see them again. Some come and they do Reiki 2, a month later, or 3 months later, a year later. It's an individual process. When you get the Reiki attunement, your life changes, and certain things are brought to the surface, and it helps healing your own issues, let alone increasing your spiritual path, because, you know, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if I just may add, also in doing Reiki on others, okay, as a gift back, mm-hmm. as healers, we are given more powers also. And that, so we can help others mm-hmm. along the way. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful way to connect to the cosmic realms
mm-hmm.
and really.
It's a great self-healing tool also. It's wonderful for cancer patients or anybody who has an illness
mm-hmm.
because you take your power back into your hands and you're active in your own healing process.
Right.
And that's the beauty of Reiki 1.
Mm-hmm.
Reiki 2, you learn how to do it on other people and practice it with other people, and that's when the Reiki is reciprocated and your abilities become enhanced. And then mm-hmm. as you approach Reiki 3, it's a higher vibrational level that takes place, and you're able to teach it, help others even more, and direct it more. And it's a very interesting, life-changing process. If you get Reiki done as the recipient, what it does is it gives you a great feeling of well-being. And that lasts about 3 days where you're really conscious of it, you can really feel it, and depending how sensitive you are, you can notice changes physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, Timothy, you said that the crystal you're wearing also acts as a buffer sometimes. Is this when you're working with people with Reiki? Perhaps it's, I don't know, helping you not absorb all the negative energy that might be around you or working with people that you might pick up on that the other person has?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That is correct. It's just another source other than me protecting myself with my ascended masters and guides and angels in my energy field. It's a talisman to me, and also it does absorb that negativity, and it does need to be cleaned. I think we need to talk about that also with stones and crystals after a while. There's different ways to clean crystals and stones and sea salt in the sun for a day. Also
moonlight.
burying them in the dirt. And then also in the moonlight, we'll recharge them too. So to clear them, my Herkimer gets very, very, very like charcoal colored.
Oh, really? You can tell when it needs to be cleaned?
Well, actually, it's this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crystal clear when
right.
it's clean.
Right.
And after a few days, you know, I do have to clean it because it gets like a charcoal-y, topaz-y sort of tone. And I know, you know, that it's absorbed some stuff that I did not need to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's the best way to clean it?
I personally use sea salt and bury it in there.
Oh, really?
Day,
just bury it in there, yeah.
And then just clear water, distilled water, and a soft cloth.
Mm-hmm.
So
it just depends on what you've done throughout the week, depending on how many times you have to clean it right, depending on how your week goes, who you're interacting with, things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly, what situations, certain situations, especially working in the healing center. We have a lot of people that come through, and it helps to keep myself centered also.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be of the highest good to these mm-hmm. people, whether they need chiropractic care, whether they need massage. Have we talked about the massage that we have at the wellness center?
But go ahead. If you want to.
So, but we back to the crystals and cleaning. We have great books and CDs mm-hmm. at the store that will help you, choose the best way of cleaning your own. You can do it with your third eye,
mm-hmm.
and actually, you know, visualize a ray coming from it and clearing it that way.
Mm-hmm. And just quickly getting back to the Reiki now, depending on which level you're going for, does it take longer from Reiki 1 to Reiki 2, or is it, like you said, an individual thing? It just depends.
Yeah, it's an individual process. There is no timetable.
Mm-hmm. So it can be maybe a week before each level, or... I guess what I want to know is, what is the criteria when you reached a point that says, okay, this person has now reached, you know, Reiki 2 or Reiki 3 or whatever it might be?
It's an individual process, therefore I cannot determine that. They need to come mm-hmm. to me and let me know where they're at. Some clients sign up for Reiki 1 and 2 at one time, and mm-hmm. that tells me they're ready.
Right.
So, yeah.
Is it like a written exam or anything like that, that, you know, you pass the test and here's your degree or anything like that?
Well, there is a written part to it, actually a drawing part to it. But,
really?
Yeah, it's more of... listening, how I teach is I listen to my student and I see where they're at, and then when they get the attunements, they go through a process, and then we have conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a self-guided healing modality process.
Mm-hmm. So once you reach the master level, that means you can teach it, is that it?
Correct. Then mm-hmm. you're able to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And who determined that you were a master?
I took level 3 master course, and my teacher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been a master?
About 5 years. No.
It truly is a calling.
Mm-hmm.
It is a calling.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And you can tell as you pursue this, Timothy, that this is your calling?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always in the pursuit of more knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a student of the universe.
Right.
And
the universe of life, yes.
Absolutely.
Well, we're all students because we're always learning along our path, whatever it might be, and that's how we progress in life, I believe.
And I want to say one more thing about Reiki is not all people who take Reiki need to be healers. Okay, some mm-hmm. people take it and they never go into the healing profession with it.
Right.
But, you know, unbeknownst to them, they are using it in healing other people and mm-hmm. healing themselves or work relationships or work itself. So it's a very unique, dynamic technique.
Right, but people may know that they're satisfied at Reiki 1 and they don't need to go any further, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's mm-hmm. a personal decision.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the massage at Inner Wisdom?
We have four massage therapists, each one individually gifted in their own way. We have some massage therapists that infuse Reiki into their massage. We have one practitioner who infuses Thai massage into her massage. We also have lymphatic drainage, reflexology, and I think that's about it for the massage therapist, right?
You were the workshop on the self massage?
Oh,
with the,
that's
with
right.
the Chopra oils?
Right. I do teach a class. It's called Abhyanga. It's a self-massage class in order to relieve toxins from the body. As we know, we live in a very stressful society,
mm-hmm.
and our food isn't as clean as what we would like it to be. So there is a self-massage that you can do using the oil that's based on your primary characteristics of your body, and I'll get way over my head now, not my head, but people's head, with the doshas, the Vata, Kapha, Pitta. And depending which one is out of balance, you want to use that lotion. So if you're a Vata imbalance, you would want to use a relaxing lotion. If you're a Pitta imbalance, you would want to use a soothing lotion. And if you were in Kapha imbalance, you would want to use an invigorating type of oil.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, the imbalances you just mentioned, can you describe those? I mean, how do you know you have those?
Yeah. I'm an Ayurvedic consultant, and what we do is you take a quiz for me, and we go over the quiz, and then we see where the imbalance might lie. If you were in a Vata imbalance, you might be very nervous, very tense, constipated, can't sleep at night, and that would tell me, okay, your Vata is out of balance, so we need to do some things that are going to relax you.
Mm-hmm. And you just determine this on an individual basis, correct?
Correct, absolutely. It's all individualized. And then, you know, once you get that balance, something, you know, your Pitta may go out of balance, so then you got to go to the soothing. So it's really more of an education of the person in their body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do people ever get in balance?
Oh, we are constantly in and out of balance.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of out of balance, personally speaking, but I don't know about anybody else. Now, how do you get in balance?
Well, there's various ways, depending on what you need. You can drink soothing teas. You can listen to relaxing music. There's emotional toxicity, so you need to be careful of how people talk to you. You know, are they talking to you in a nurturing, soothing way, or are they being very crass and hurting you emotionally? That's when you want to avoid that and possibly start saying some nice affirmations to yourself so that you can create a balance in that area. There's oils, there's teas, there's massage is very, very good to do.
Meditation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, meditation, absolutely. I teach meditation. I facilitate classes on the weekends. We have meditation every Saturday from 10 to 11, and the third Saturday of the month, it's a free meditation. Otherwise, it's $11.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a love offering, so to speak?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And do you meditate every day, Timothy?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And
I have
you find
to.
That it helps you?
Absolutely. I wanted to remind you of the Qigong also is a way of
right. yes,
getting in balance.
Right. We have an instructor who teaches Qigong. And what that actually is it is a walking meditation, or if you want, a yoga meditation. It's like this wonderful, beautiful dance that you create. And as you create it, you do an energy exchange with the universe. It's something that you just really need to experience. It's very powerful. In the summer, we plan on having it outside, which will be great because of all the trees and everything. The energy exchange with the plants and the trees is really wonderful to do. Mm-hmm. But Qigong is very easy, effortless, beautiful, simple movements for everybody, every age.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really stress anybody out physically? I mean, everybody can handle it?
Everybody can handle it, no matter who you are. Some people, they don't like yoga because of the yoga poses,
mm-hmm.
and I would think that the next best thing would be the Qigong, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Metaphysically Speaking, and I am Mike Holloway, your host. And my special guests this month are Billy Tobin, and she is an intuitive reader, medium, and owner of Inner Wisdom and Wellness Center and Boutique. And Timothy Steensma is also my guest, and he is a feng shui consultant and energy healer. And also, Billy, I wanted to find out, I know you used to be into yoga, or do you still do that?
Yes, we do. We have a yoga instructor at the center, and she teaches healthy back yoga.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I believe a workshop is starting up next month for healthy back yoga. She trained at Karma Yoga in Bloomfield Hills. She's very, very well trained, knowledgeable in the back, and we're looking really forward to her classes at the center. And I myself, I do therapeutic yoga, which is a one-on-one yoga. It's a very supportive yoga on the floor. There are no poses that you do without being supported. It's more of a meditation yoga, and it works very well with clients who have had injuries or surgeries or are very stressed out or just need to stretch, older clientele who just need to stretch. It's a beautiful modality.
Mm-hmm. So it's good for anybody of any age?
Absolutely, correct.
Mm-hmm. And it helps everybody?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Timothy, do you take yoga as well? Or is that something you haven't really experimented with?
The yoga is something I haven't experienced yet.
Okay.
I love the
Qigong.
The Qigong is my favorite as of right now. And Billy's meditations on Saturday are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I have out-of-body experiences that
oh, really?
Are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. So,
I would imagine that you get great insight, though, when you have those out-of-body experiences, correct?
If I can stay in the room, yeah.
Yeah.
And remember.
Uh-huh. Right. So I guess to the point where sometimes you go so deep, when you come out of it, you're not really aware of what went on during the process of meditation or yoga. Well, you don't do yoga, but meditation anymore.
With meditation, usually I do remember, and you just never know what's going to pop up, I think, is what I found with me, depending on the depth and the level that you put into it. It's, again, a very healing, therapeutic, connecting not only with yourself, but with your higher source.
Mm-hmm.
And I really resonate to those two forms.
Mm-hmm. Do you get insights on what you should do in life, perhaps?
Absolutely. My guides come through.
Mm-hmm. And you actually converse with them, and it's tough to remember some of that, is it?
Not usually.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to explain.
Well, I'm sure it's very enlightening, right?
Yeah, how do you explain this experience that is so cosmic?
Mm-hmm. Is it euphoric at times?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it can go the other way, too. It can bring up some deep-seated issues that need to be forgiven or released.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people cry as a way of releasing things, laughing as a way of releasing things have happened before.
Coughing, sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some type of physical reaction, though.
Correct. Exactly, mm-hmm. Because it's manifesting itself out.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, anything about past lives, perhaps? Or no?
Personally for Timothy?
Well, for either one of you.
Here we go.
Okay. Meditation is for everybody. I just want to make that clear. Timothy happens to be at very advanced levels. Okay, mm-hmm. So when I have different levels of meditation, okay, and most of mine are beginners for people. As you advance in meditation, you can create and go into past lives. It's all set by an intention, sometimes not by an intention, but hopefully you always set an intention whenever you're going into meditation, because you want to make sure where you're going and you want to make sure you're back.
Mm-hmm.
As far as past lives, there's practitioners we have at the center that do past life regressions.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Judy Lipson, was trained by Brian Weiss, Many mm-hmm. Lives, Many Masters. I do past life regressions. It's a very healing experience because it makes you more conscious of the patterns that you're repeating in your life, and mm-hmm. you can see where they came from. And some people we can't heal on this level, so it's better to go to a past life, find it, heal it, and then we bring that healing back with us.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes that can really cut through a lot of layers of experience. I mean, you can go through traditional therapy and right. you know, tell about how you were raised, etc., etc., but sometimes it does help to enter a past life, and you really gain insight as to what's going on in your current life. And maybe you have a phobia about something, and when you go back and you relive it, you experience it, and then you realize, oh, okay, that's why, and then you can correct it during this lifetime, correct?
Correct, correct. Because it's not always in this lifetime that we've developed that phobia.
Mm-hmm.
I do theta healing, and when I do theta healing, it's more on this level, okay? What's happening in your lifetime now? However, we go to the theta state to heal it, which is a very healing state. So you can do both. When you can't heal it on the theta level, you need to go to a past life. That's mm-hmm. where the real true core issue lies.
And have both of you experienced help in this region by going back and experiencing past lives?
I have. Mm-hmm. I definitely have.
I also have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is helping you during this lifetime, correct?
Absolutely. I had a issue with breathing years back, and it kept getting worse and worse, and I would get locked in rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Mexico and got locked in a room. I said, okay, enough of this. I need a past life regression. And I did a past life regression and found the core issue back in the ancient time of Egypt. Happened with my son, and healed the issue and came out of it. He had a healing and breathed very deep the rest of the day, and I've never had an issue again with claustrophobia.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, was that your son during the former lifetime or your son in this current lifetime?
He is my son now in this current lifetime, who happened to be my husband in the previous lifetime.
Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting, too, how you find that people that you are associated with now were in your past life in different roles. They could have been a brother, a sister, father, mother. There's no telling. And I think that's very interesting that you keep reincarnating with many of the same people that you've known in past lives. Have you found that to be true?
Correct. They're our soulmates.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would even say for myself, take it one step further, and I think people travel in soul packs
mm-hmm.
and tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who was a partner in your past life could be your arch enemy in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And you've made an agreement before you came here to... that person would love you enough to get you where you need to be by being a certain way to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that doesn't always have to be some loving and nurturing to you. You can
right.
learn from a negative experience just as easily from a loving experience.
Right.
Okay, to get you where you need to be spiritually.
Mm-hmm. But again, it's to help you learn certain lessons during this lifetime.
Right. It's all based on the core level of everything is love. Mm-hmm. No matter which way you look at it, it's our belief system that it's not love, but it is love. It may be painful, therefore we say it's not love, they're mean or whatever, but it's all really based on love if you get to the core issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we're all here to learn certain lessons each lifetime, and again, people are put on the earth to challenge you sometimes, and it's like Timothy said, you know, it might be something where you are not on a friendly term with this person this lifetime, but again, that person is helping you, you know, go farther and learn more during this lifetime.
Grow spiritually.
Yes, right. Right,
right.
Right. Right. So, do you ever get to the point, though, where you just feel like you doubt some of the things that you've experienced and you question whether it's a reality for you at all?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
You have total faith?
I have total faith. I have been like this since a child, and I have absolute total faith. I've never been let down. I've had, you know, the experiences that I don't appreciate too much, mm-hmm. but it's all a part of a learning lesson. I never doubt, never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I must say I don't know you real well, but in the times that I have come in contact with you, your generosity and your kindness has really impressed me, and that's something that's been going out throughout your whole life? I mean, going on throughout your whole life?
Yes. When I was younger, I used to bring children home and clean their shoes.
Really?
Clean them up, wash their hands, give them something to eat, and then send them back to school.
Wow.
Yeah, I've just...
How old was that when you did that?
Oh, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's been lifelong.
It's been lifelong.
Well, I know you were also a nurse at one time, too.
Right, right.
Again, that's taking care of people, correct?
Right, right. Right.
So that's been a big mission during this lifetime, it's to assist people?
Right. I my life mission is to be in service for people at all mm-hmm. times. It doesn't stop. It's not a job to me. It's it's a passion. It's just how I live life. I don't look at a situation negatively, and I always pull from it the positive attribute that needs to be witnessed.
Mm-hmm. So. And Timothy, you feel the same way?
Absolutely. The phrase that comes to mind for me is, there's always a message in the mess.
Mm-hmm.
So even if on my darkest day, I know that there's going to be goodness and love that comes from this situation. So I may not know it now, I may not know it tomorrow or a month from now, but when I look back on it, you know, at some point in my life, I'm going to say, oh, that's why I went through that, and
mm-hmm.
that's why that happened, because it got me to this next point. And then, you know, from there we just travel on and upward.
Right. Again, it's the peaks and valleys, right, of life?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And you're learning all the time, you said, right?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And Billy, you are as well, learning all the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to know, how can people get in touch with you if they would like to come to the Inner Wisdom Boutique and Wellness Center?
Well, if I may speak,
mm-hmm.
Mike, what I would like to invite everyone to is the Body, Mind, Soul Expo Detroit 2010. And that's April 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Radisson Inn in Livonia, mm-hmm. Michigan. And one of the featured speakers there is Debbie Ford, mm-hmm. who is one of my favorite authors.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be set up there. Our clinic will have a potpourri of everything that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Some retail. We'll have chair massages,
mm-hmm.
Reiki healings. Billy will be doing some readings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be talking about feng shui. And so you can get a taste of us there at the expo for those 3 days. And then we are also located on Northwestern Highway in Southfield. And the address is 29231 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034. And we can always be found on innerwisdomtoday.com.
Mm-hmm.
and that shows all our workshops, all our seminars, a calendar of events, bios on everyone who works throughout the center, and...
So that is your website?
Right, yes.
What about a telephone number?
Telephone number is 248-350-1500. And one thing I wanted to talk about just real quickly is we do a allergy elimination process, which is absolutely fabulous. It's called NAET, and I'm halfway through the process now, and I can't tell you how wonderful it is. It can work on allergies. It can work on phobias. It works on every aspect of the body, the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So that's a beautiful process, too. If you come in and visit us and you mention metaphysically speaking, you get 10% discount on any item or service.
Okay, well, that's great to know. But I just really do want to thank you, too. I had a chance to go there the other day, and I met Timothy for the first time, along with some of your other staff, and I really liked it. I mean, it was a very calming place and very nice place.
Thank you.
You should be proud of it. I'm sure you are.
But I am. I'm proud of the center and everybody in it, and everyone who comes.
Are you planning to stay at this location for a while?
I am planning to stay at the location for a while. I'm hoping actually to expand.
At the same location or a satellite situation?
Satellite situation in Franklin.
Oh, in Franklin? So you don't want to get, like, too crazy, east side, west side. You want to kind of keep it condensed.
Right. Condensed for now is good for me.
Yeah. You don't want to get too spread out.
That's right. Well, I'm hoping also Laguna Beach in California, so.
Oh, that's not spread out. No. Here we are in Michigan. You're talking about California. But that's great, you know. I mean, more power to you, you know. And when is this going to happen in California?
Oh, I'm not sure. Probably years down the road.
Yeah. Not really sure.
Yeah. We'll see where guidance brings me.
That's right. Well, is it going to be first the book and then Laguna Beach, or
there's no telling? There's no telling.
Okay. It's all a process.
That's right.
Can't you write the book on the beach?
There you go. Yeah. That would be nice. Ideal, wouldn't it, right there?
Okay. I'll help.
Yeah. Right. Well, I want to thank both of you for being on the show. It was very enlightening, and thank you very much for doing it, and good luck in the future.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for doing the show. Well, I want to thank everybody that was on the show today. Billy Tobin, who is a intuitive reader, medium, and owner of Inner Wisdom, a wellness center and boutique, thanks to her very, very much. And also Timothy Steensma, who is a feng shui consultant and energy healer. I want to thank him as well. Very enlightening guest. It was good that they could do the show. And I also want to thank my producer, Brandon McKay, for doing this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. And something that's coming up, I want to announce, I'm very pleased to announce that WHFR and Metaphysically Speaking are presenting another Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair on Saturday, May 22nd, 2010, from 11 a.m. to 5.